her own anointing.
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 Her own.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural season of Her Own Anointing podcast, where we educate, support, and highlight women who are doing awesome works in ministry, especially those women who serve or have a connection to restoration movement churches. I am your host, Dr. Lana, your favorite professor and public theologian, and maybe even one day your favorite podcaster. And today I have the awesome privilege of welcoming my guest, Kendra Dublin, to the podcast. Kendra is a ministry launch strategist, an author, a speaker, and the owner of God's Perspective for Me, LLC. She helps Christian millennials release past wounds so they can turn their testimony into their online ministry and answer God's call through purposeful preparation. She also has recently published a workbook called People, Growth, Discipleship. And this text is the one that she uses to help kingdom-driven pastors create, coordinate, and commission their discipleship structure for consistent growth, which impacts their reach, relevance, and resources. So help me welcome Sister Kendra Dublin. Welcome. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I'm excited to be here with you.
Thanks for being awesome so that introduction is all true. So thank you so much for coming today. So how we always want to start off the show is that we want to relax a little bit. And so we're going to start off with some quick would you rather questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first would you rather question is, would you rather get life advice from Paul the Apostle or Solomon the King?
I would say Paul.
Why?
Because although Solomon is extremely wise, Paul, like, met with Jesus, like, in this vision, in this moment that he had with Jesus, like, told him all that he would need to know to write the New Testament. And so if I could have a conversation with him, I would love to expand on what that may mean even for 2024. No. So it would definitely be Paul for that exactly. reason.
Exactly. I probably would have reasons to say, you know, both of them for different reasons, but Paul, yes, wanting to know some updates.
Right.
But I definitely get that. Would you rather be at Jesus's birth or Jesus's resurrection?
Oh, his resurrection. I'd be right there, like, praising the Lord and jamming.
Right. Yes. Yes, right there with the other women who saw him.
Awesome. Right, exactly.
Yes. Would you rather have dinner with Deborah the judge or hang out with Mary and Martha?
Mary and Martha or Deborah the judge? Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? It would have to be Deborah the judge.
Why?
And it really, because of, she was one of the leaders at the time and her wisdom and how she was able to discern. Of course, I would love to be talking to somebody who was at the feet of Jesus. But the way she walked in the fullness of the ministry that God called her to with Israel, I think I would have to go with Deborah.
You know, I was thinking about that when I was like, you know, I would be torn because, like, you know, Deborah mm-hmm. all those battles and, you know, had all the wisdom that people came to for her because she was the judge. But then I also feel like Mary and Martha might have, like, the inside track on Jesus, like some stuff that we probably didn't get to read about in the Bible or something like that. So I'm kind of torn with that one. But yes,
Well, you know what? Since I answered with Paul, then I can get Deborah because Paul got the inside track on and Jesus, and then Deborah got the the Old Testament.
Good, good. Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. So good. So let's get into it because we want to hear more about you and the work that you do. And so if you could just tell us about your journey into ministry, like how did it start for you? And you know, and what has it become? Like, tell us about your journey into ministry.
Yes. So it's a long journey. As a young person, I was always a leader, but I didn't know how that would actually come about in my older age, I guess you would say. So I actually started ministry when I was coming out of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And then so I knew that because God was saving me and taking me from a place of destruction and darkness into light, into doing what he had called me to do and first being who he needed me to be. I knew that he was calling me to help other people, but I didn't know exactly what that meant and what that looked like. So as I was coming out of alcoholism and I started to share my testimony, and then I wrote my first book and had a couple of speaking engagements, like that's when I knew for sure, like, okay, now God, I know like how you're trying to shape up my life. And so my first book, God's Perspective for Me, it was talking about my testimony through poetry and questions that go along with it. So it was to help you to get from the struggles to living out the call that God had for you. But I just shared it in a testimonial poetry form. And after I did the second one, it was like, all right, God, I'm supposed to be helping people, but how do I do that? Like face to face, not just a book, because I'm not going to see these people if it's just the books. And that's how the coaching and everything else came about. So it literally came about me already being a leader, already being courageous, as God has called me to be just innately. And then as I was coming out of alcoholism, he was starting to show me exactly how he wanted me to shape up what he wanted me to do, which was really to disciple his people.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you mentioned the whole idea of you know, being called. When did you know that you were called to ministry work? You talked a little bit about it, like coming out of, you know, coming out of alcoholism, but like, what was it that made you just really know that you were called to do ministry work? And, you know, what are some of the ways that you feel like you are fulfilling that calling now?
Yeah. So I would have to say the first one was the book. I knew that God was calling me to minister to people, but I didn't know to what depths he was doing so. So it probably didn't come until after my second book, when I was putting my initial purpose preparation coaching program together. I knew that it was going to be for churches in the future, but I knew that I had to get people to actually go through the coaching program so that churches would actually even say, yes, I need it. Like I knew, right. I needed people, some beta testers, some people that have actually gone through it, men and women, so that I have verified sources that what I have produced through the Holy Spirit is actually, you know, good. And obviously the Holy Spirit is always great, but other people have to see, you know, the results and everything. So it really was once that came, because the books showed me, because at that moment when I had written my first two books, I knew that I would be coming out of retail, because at the time I was a manager in retail. I knew that I'd be coming out of retail, but I was thinking maybe 10 years from now, like I'll continue to do retail, have my own boutique in the future. You know, I'll minister to people as God leads me to, but I did not think of it from a full time, like right now. And so God took that 10 years and brought it down to 2 years. As he always does his own thing. Like we always say one thing, but he's like, yeah, that's not what I said though.
Different time.
And so, yes. Right. And so during that time of me leaving retail and then writing the second book and me saying, okay, God, like, what is this? And then him producing the coaching program coming off of those two books, that's when I knew, okay, God is leading me to discipleship. He's calling me to help other people. to leave their past, to truly know who he is and truly get intimate with him and walk in their purpose. But this was the moment where it was like, I have a workbook, like I have a package. I have something tangible beyond a book that people can just read, that people can actually like walk through and be transformed by. And so once the initial coaching program was put together, that's when I knew like, this is something here. Mm-hmm. And that's when I relaunched back in 2019.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned, or one of the things that I know about you is that you work in ministry full time, which given for a lot of women, depending upon, you know, what fellowship they're in, that's not necessarily a reality for them. And so talk to us about what life has been like for you being a woman in ministry, whether it's what obstacles you've had to face, what triumphs you feel you've had, what progress you feel you've made. What is life like for you as a woman in ministry?
You know, it's great. It really is. It hasn't really been a whole lot of obstacles. I think it's mostly been, I think because I haven't looked at it as being a woman in ministry. I am just a woman who is doing what God is calling me to do, like in every season. And I try to be keen and very aware of what Holy Spirit is saying to me on a regular basis so that I can stay on the course of what he's calling me to do. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the Holy Spirit has given me so much for the marketplace. So that's been, you know, most of my income. And of course, I get different incomes when I do different things with churches and for churches and speakings and all of that and the books. So I've had the ministry in the congregation and the ministry out in the social marketplace realm as well. So that's kind of how the Lord has led me. But it's been really eye-opening to see how God has used me to just help other people to free them from maybe even some preconceived notions about what women can or cannot do. But none of those things have ever held me bound. I wasn't taught that because I was a woman that I couldn't do certain things. So I've always just operated in, well, this is what I believe I can do. Now I'm just operating in, well, this is what the Holy Spirit is telling me that I can do.
Amen.
So I haven't seen the obstacles, and maybe they're there, but the Holy Spirit, as he's directing me wherever he wants me to be, wherever he's called me to, like the door is going to be open. So I'm not really worried about, from that instance, the fight or like how hard it is, or people don't recognize that doesn't even matter to me. As long as I abide in the Holy Spirit and what he's called me to do, then me as Kendra, we'll be able to get the work done. And so I think there's a lot of wisdom that comes with that. The Holy Spirit has given me a lot of wisdom. And in order to walk in the ways that God wants us to as women in ministry and to do it in the fullness, it's not about trying to break a barrier because God is the one. There's no barrier there. Like literally, if you operate in Christ, like people who you would have thought would never invite you will invite you. If you thought people who you would never partner with will partner with you because the Holy Spirit has already gone before you. He's already gone before me. So I just move with him. And I don't worry about what if there's opposition or if there could be opposition, because then that's a talking point. And I don't need to be talking about opposition. I need to talk about what the Holy Spirit is saying. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's been pretty awesome to see God work, to see him move and how he wants me to do whatever he has called me to do. But I don't see much obstacles. I see plenty of triumph because it is God's work.
Awesome. Now you mentioned a couple of the projects that you've been involved with before, but I know you have more details about some of the ones that you've been involved in recently. But just tell us about what ministry projects or assignments you are currently working on or have worked on in the past that you really want others to know about the work that you are doing.
Yeah, so everything I've been doing is mostly a discipleship. So in the past, even when I started the discipleship coaching for women who were in business and wanting to become entrepreneurs and speakers and authors, as you know what I am today, that's kind of where it all started. And so that particular work is something that I do I don't do as much as I used to do because now the Lord is really shifting me to churches. So my main thing is the people growth discipleship and then the discipleship funnel. So once I was finished with packaging it up from a workbook perspective, because initially it was on an online platform and the course, that's how I was basically using it or how people could access it was through the coursing and, you know, with the one-on-one coaching. But once the Lord was showing me, he wanted me to produce a workbook. Once that launched, and I actually started the ministry at my own congregation, and we are just a month away from finishing our second cohort, which is really exciting.
Awesome.
Yes. And so once the Holy Spirit gave me that, then he actually gave me the discipleship funnel. And so that came, he gave me that maybe a month or so after I had already produced the workbook or finalized the workbook. And then maybe like within about 30 days, he gave me the full discipleship funnel. Like he gave me the full strategy for churches for a whole year of bringing in like their new members and then members that just really need a reset. And they just feel like, okay, I've kind of strayed or I don't even know like what my life is right now. So he actually gave me all of those pieces from the discipleship part, the evangelism part, the accountability part, the being filtered into ministry and like literally anything that you can think of that somebody needs for like that first year of coming into Christ or just really getting back to Christ. He gave me like literally within 30 days. So that's the latest thing that I've been working on is the People Growth Discipleship workbook and then the People Growth Discipleship funnel, the 1 year funnel, and then also my Pathway to Patience book, which will be out pretty soon. It's actually going to be in the pre-order phase in the next week or two, and then it'll be out in the next, you know, 60 to 30 days. But I'm really excited about that because the book parallels, you know, Jesus's life with our lives and with my life and how we can or we need to give up control so that we can fulfill the ministry that he has called us to. And a lot of us don't talk about patience. So and we definitely need it on this road of actually doing what God has called us to do. And so just seeing Jesus's life, seeing my life kind of being parallel to that in certain instances. Has been really powerful for me to see as he has been putting this book in my heart. So I'm excited for that. So those are the two major things, most pressing things that God has me doing right now in this season.
Awesome. Awesome. So when you, and you know, you're still young, but you know, maybe you thought about this or whatever at some point, but, when you just kind of think about like the ministry work that you're doing and think about, you know, like where you're trying to go, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to be able to say about you and the work that you've done, as it pertains to, kingdom and ministry? What do you want your legacy to be?
Yes, I want my legacy to be that she listened to God. She didn't do it her own way. She did it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And that she finished the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like my whole thing is that I finished the work. Like when I die, it ain't going to be because I died. You know, right. It's going to be because like I have truly finished the work that God has called me to. And I didn't put my pride. I didn't put my own goals. I didn't put my own strategy before God. I said, God, what is it that you want me to do? So right. Not only did I finish the work, but it was through the lens of the Holy Spirit and everything that he asked me to do, I did. I want people to know that Kendra flowed with the Holy Spirit. Kendra, it didn't matter where she was, how things were, what people thought or didn't think, like she flowed with the Holy Spirit and she was anointed and appointed for this time. And so that's my biggest thing. She listened to the Holy Spirit. She did his work and that she also finished.
Awesome. Awesome. So if people, they're hearing you, they're hearing this podcast, they're hearing about the things that you do, they're hearing about the work that you do with churches and your books and things like that, and they want to connect with you or support your work, how can they connect with you and support your work?
Yes, you can go to my website, kendra-dublin.com. Most of my information is housed there. And from there, you can click off into the People of Growth Discipleship and then some of the other pieces that I have, not only like the workbook, but you'll be able to see the funnel. As I actually put that out, I'll be putting that out in the next couple of weeks. So you'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see the book. So not only the website, you can follow me on Instagram. I am Kendra Dublin. On YouTube, Kendra Dublin. I have plenty of videos, plenty of shorts, plenty of things for discipleship, plenty of things of what God has called you to do and just things that God wants me to say during this time. And then also on Facebook, God's Perspective for Me, which is my ministry name. You can look me up there or under Kendra Dublin. Either way, you'll find me in different places.
Awesome. Awesome. This is the story of the woman of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And thank you for listening to Her Own Anointing Podcast. Thank you for coming, Kendra.
Thank you.
Her Own Anointing.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Her Own Anointing. Please be sure to like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as a form of professional, legal, medical, or mental health advice. Hence, we are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast.